Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host, Isha, and I am back with a new episode for this week. In today's episode, I will be talking about can money buy happiness. So you know, we always have a debate on this topic and people get very offended when I say that yes, money can buy happiness. I know money can't buy you the happiness that you can receive from your family or friends or your partner. But the comfort it provides when you are with your closed ones is inexpressible. There is a kind of satisfaction when you are sitting back with your old friends and discussing those glorious moments. The one you spent in your school days are just so mesmerizing and overwhelming that nothing can't be ever compared to that. And deep down, we all crave for that kind of feeling. Or when you are sitting next to your partner and the immense love and affection you get is just beyond expressing. But now we are all so busy that we don't have time to relax and we all run after earning money as much as we can. But there is nothing wrong in that. Money is probably the most important thing in this world and in fact money can definitely buy you happiness. Like, who doesn't feel happy if they have a private jet and can travel anywhere anytime they want to? Of course, everyone wants to have a private jet, and who doesn't? But do you think it is possible to have a private jet or travel anywhere without money? Most people think that money cannot buy happiness. And if you are the one debating that yes, money can buy happiness, then you are fake or simping over materialistic things, but the fact is everyone does. There are people who love collection of things like cars or sneakers or bags, and they are doing this because that's what makes them happy and they don't have to justify it to someone else. If I am happy after purchasing a luxurious bag, then I don't care what the rest of the people say or think about me. They might call me with certain things and portray me like someone who is wasting their money, but if that thing is making me happy, then I am doing it at any cost, and that's what you all should do. If you love something, just do it. At the end, it is going to make you happy. People who tell you that money can't buy happiness have to be kidding you. Money can buy you happiness when you are poor. You can even buy it when you are rich, but it's a bit more difficult. Basically, if you think money can't buy happiness, then you probably don't have enough of it and you might be spending it poorly. So, here I'll explain it to you guys. Here's what most people get wrong. Money shouldn't be emotional, but lack of it can cause emotional pain. It's hard to be happy when your child is starving. It's hard to be happy when you are in debt or you are just being fired from the job. The truth is, if you think money will make you happy, then you are probably right. If you think money will not make you happy, then you are right as well. Because, you know, money solves money problems. And many of the life problems happens because of money. If happiness is the outcome of peace, as long as you have money problem, then your mind and peace cannot live peacefully. There are two different types of happiness in existence. Number one is the momentary happiness, which is when your dog licks your face. Or the second is the state of happiness, such as when you are in a loving relationship. You are healthy, you live in a comfortable home, and the reality is possible, really predictable. Differentiating between the two is crucial. Most people confuse happiness with pleasure. If pleasure is what you are after, wealth is absolutely the best vehicle for that. Money can always buy you pleasure, and there are diminishing returns to that action. It's like the law of marginal propensity to consume. The more and more you eat, the less you want to have of it. It will start to decrease at a certain point and eventually have a negative impact on you. The more you think about it, the more you will realize that there is no such thing as happiness if you keep on doing the same thing again and again. Indulging in pleasure generates the momentary happiness. It's just like a shot of happiness. You experience it when you get something or like a text from your crush. Your brain floods with endorphins and you feel warm and excited on the inside. But that's not why you're listening to this audio. You are not after the surface level happiness. You want the real deal, the true deep stuff. Well, money can definitely bring you close to that, and it will even open that door for you to finally take this step on your own. That's why that is. The purpose of wealth is to make your life less shitty. For as long as you live, remember why you are earning money in the first place. It might not be the direct purchase of happiness, but it sure as hell protects you from all the sorts of unhappiness. Money protects the people that make you happy. Of course, it's not the number on your bank account that matters, but it affects that money can have on you and or the reality when you use it wisely. If there was ever a smart way to buy happiness directly, I am sure that share the ultimate secret. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it allows you to give it away. Take a moment and think about that. Happiness is contagious. When other people are happy, their happiness rubs onto us. If this is true, then the happiness hack that you all have been waiting for your entire life is this. Make other people happy and you will be happy yourself. It's that simple. And of course, don't consider it as a responsibility to make someone else happy. You have to do it on your own. No one is responsible for anyone else's happiness but themselves. But you can definitely help to it. If something costs you a little progress but generates happiness to others, then you should keep up to that trade, because the overall happiness in the world increases. If you take out time to call out your mother or grandmother, will make her so happy that you can't even imagine. So, you should always make up to that trade. People might not take it seriously, but money does buy you happiness. Of course, like I said, it cannot buy you the comfort and love of your loved ones, but it sure will make you feel good about something. Money can reduce your stress, and stress is something we all are fighting with the most today. More money brings the greater control. Money is kind of a flashlight that will lead you to an unpredictable road. And the most important thing about money is the higher income will lead you to the higher level of satisfaction. Sometimes I feel like money can do things that no one else can. Money can buy you some sort of happiness, and you might not receive it without money in your pockets. You know, you will never be happy if you keep on finding what happiness consists of. You will never be happy if you don't know what is the meaning of life. You need to become a person worthy of happiness and wealth. Be the person who generates wealth and happiness will come on its way. It's just a simple game, Thoughtscapers. It's just that most people are playing it wrong. So here we come to an end for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will be back with another topic on Monday. Thanks for tuning in today. And if you haven't followed me yet, make sure to hit the follow button. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.